Vision Australia, blindness, low vision, opportunity. visionaustralia.org. Your NDIS planning guide. About you. Name. NDIS overview. Getting the most out of your NDIS plan. The NDIS is the National Disability Insurance Scheme. It's one of the ways people with a disability access funding and support. It means you can plan for the support you need and choose who provides it for you. To become an NDIS participant, you'll need to think about how you would like to live your life and what support you'll need to help you achieve your goals. You will then meet with the NDIS to discuss your plan. We've found that the best way to ensure that you don't miss out on important services and supports is to prepare for your NDIS planning meeting. Using this planning guide is a great first step. Vision Australia has a team of NDIS experts who can guide you through accessing the NDIS and our services from start to finish. Just call us on 1300 847466. Here are just some of the services we offer. Orthoptists, vision assessments, advice and support. Occupational therapists to help you make the most of your remaining vision. Orientation and mobility experts to support you to get around safely. Emotional support to help you adjust to blindness or low vision. Support for children specialised services and support for children aged 0 to 18. Social groups to connect you with other people who are living with blindness or low vision. Assistive technology, including technology training. Support for your family, friends and carers. How to use this planning guide. This planning guide will help you to prepare for your meeting with the National Disability Insurance Agency, NDIA. Please go through it step by step to ensure that you're ready for your meeting. Vision Australia offers a free planning preparation meeting to ensure you can articulate all the supports you need. You'll leave this meeting with an overview of your service needs linked to your goals, so you're well placed for your NDIS planning session. To chat further, just call us on 1300 847466. How does my vision impairment affect my life and goals? Blindness and low vision doesn't mean you have to stop doing the things you love or doing new things in your life. This section helps you to think about the impact of blindness or low vision and how it affects different areas of your life. A. Below is a table with a list of symptoms that may impact your ability to achieve your goals in the left column. Please put an X in the column to the right against which ones impact you. Changes in functional vision. Fatigue, cognitive and or physical. Memory, planning and coordinating. Walking, stamina. Balance. Dual sensory impairment. Emotional impacts. E.g. depression, others. Describe. B. Below is a table with a list of tasks that you may find difficult due to the vision symptom you have indicated. Please put an X in the column to the right against which tasks you find difficult. Orientation, e.g. getting around independently. Participating in social activities. Accessing unfamiliar environments. Shopping independently. Exercising and physical fitness. Independence at home, e.g. cooking meals. Others. Describe. NDIS outcome domains. The NDIS has 8 outcome domains. Each of the domains listed will help you to think about the different areas of your life and the goals you may set for them. Thinking this way will assist you to communicate your goals and support needs to your NDIA planner. Daily living, home, health and well-being, lifelong learning, work, social and community participation, relationships, choice and control. Your needs and goals. This section encourages you to think about the goals you would like to achieve and what supports you need to achieve them. What is important to you? List the key things that are important for you to live your life the way you want. For example, the ability to independently travel to your friend's house, manage your finances, or attend university. Please list below. What type of support are you currently getting? List the type of support you are currently receiving. For example, lessons to use a white cane, orientation and mobility training, help to get you out and about safely, seeing eye dog, gardening services, assistance with cleaning your home. This could also include informal support, such as activities that family or friends help you with. Please list below. What type of assistive technology do you currently use? List out the assistive technology you currently use and think about the support or training you need to use it. For example, JAWS, Zoom text, handheld magnifiers, CCTV, Braille support, etc. Please list below. What are your goals? List out the things you would like to achieve in the future. Think about short-term and long-term goals. For example, find a job, live on your own, take public transport unassisted. Goal number one, e.g., to improve my mobility skills so I can independently travel to my cousin's home. Please put in your goal below. What supports do I need to achieve this goal? E.g., I need orientation and mobility training. I need transport supports. I need a replacement seeing eye dog, replace cane tips, etc. Please list what supports you need below. Goal number two, e.g., my goal is to independently live in my home. Please put in your goal below. What supports do I need to achieve this goal? E.g., I need training to live independently, such as cooking skills or occupational therapy. Please put what supports you need below. Goal number three, e.g., my goal is to maintain my home. Please put in your goal below. What supports do I need to achieve this goal? E.g., I need gardening assistance, weekly cleaning, etc. Please put what supports you need below. Goal number four, e.g., my goal is to use technology to keep in touch with my family and friends. Please put in your goal below. What supports do I need to achieve this goal? E.g., I need assessments and support to identify assistive technology that will help me manage my daily life. Please put in what supports you need below. Your personalised planner. This section of your NDIS planning guide will help you think about the support you are currently receiving, the activities you are currently undertaking, and the support needed to enable them. It is important to think about things you wish to do in the future that you are not doing now and when you want to be able to do them. Think about how you travel to school, work, social events, gym. What activities are routine and which are not? For example, preparing meals. What support you need before, during, and after these activities? What those who support you think? It may be a good idea to ask them, as they may have insight into how to best develop your plan to give you more or less support where needed. You don't need to complete all of this, but it might help you to identify your support needs. Regular activity planning chart. List out your daily and weekly regular activities, e.g. going to work, visiting friends, grocery shopping and preparing meals. Below is a table listing out days on the left side, and the columns to the right ask what is required. To the right of each day, the columns are left blank for you to complete. Monday, what do I do now? What I would like to do? What support I need? Tuesday, what do I do now? What I would like to do? What support I need? Wednesday, what do I do now? What I would like to do? What support I need? Thursday, what do I do now? What I would like to do, what support I need. Friday, what do I do now? What I would like to do, what support I need. Saturday, what do I do now? What I would like to do, what support I need. Sunday, what do I do now? What I would like to do, what support I need. Occasional activity planning chart. List out the occasional activities you do, e.g. visiting family interstate, going to the movies, attending a community group. Table below lists to the left time periods. Columns to the right ask what is required. Fortnightly, what I do now, what I would like to do, what support I need. Monthly, what I do now, what I would like to do, what support I need. Annually, what I do now, what I would like to do, what support I need. Transport planning chart. This section asks you to think about the type of transport you use, when and what support you require now and in the future. E.g. mobility allowance, taxi subsidy scheme. Table below lists to the left questions about transport. Columns to the right ask about timings each of these things are required. Please complete the blank cells with any answers. Transport I use now. Daily and weekly. Monthly, yearly. Transport I would like to use. Daily and weekly. Monthly and yearly. What support I need to access transport. Daily and weekly. Monthly and yearly. Other thoughts, any other considerations. Make a note of anything else you would like to include. Think about what is most important to you and your life, and what you want to communicate about your goals and needs to the NDIA in your planning meeting. Please add your notes below. Client success stories. Kim Coleman, 50. Kim was one of the first clients to access the NDIS in the Barwon region. As part of her pre-planning, Vision Australia worked closely with her to help set her goals and get the best plan possible. The first areas of support we introduced her to were around orientation, mobility, and public transport training. Our qualified service providers have also supported her independence around the home in areas such as lighting, tactile signage, and cutting board assistance. She has learnt new computer skills too, improving her work readiness and enabling her to help her daughter's homework. Kim likes to take challenges head on. She's developed her skills and has worked as a volunteer at Vision Australia and Barwon Health. She has also just applied to volunteer for St John Ambulance Australia. Rhiannon Burrow, 8. Vision Australia worked with Rhiannon and her family to help fulfil her NDIS goals around independence at school. We supplied her with the latest portable magnifier, the Prodigy Connect 12, and training to ensure she gets the most out of it at school. She also received assistance to use scissors and write on her own. Rhiannon is now 8 years old and Vision Australia is helping her with orientation and mobility training. We've provided her with a new rainbow-coloured cane so she can navigate the supermarket and car parks. And now we're helping her with the next challenge, taking the school bus. Contact details. NDIS, phone 1800 800 110. Website www.ndis.gov.au. Vision Australia, phone 1300 847466, Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. AEST. Website www.visionaustralia.org.
Vision Australia.
Blindness.
Low vision.
Opportunity.